Okay, today's daf is Peah Yerushalmi Daf Lamed Vav. And we are in Perek HaPeah Nitenes. Remember, this Perek started off with a Peah Nitenes B'mechuba L'karka. It has to be attached to the ground. L'chatchila, if one didn't, then it goes back to the Talush. But that's the Perek we're in. And again, today's shiur is sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for all their work in aspects they're working in all aspects of Jewish life. So we ended up this, the daf talking about the sugya of Kinyan Dalet Amos. Kinyan Dalet Amos, which comes up, as we said, in Bamasiyah Daf Yud, in Gittin Daf Ayin Ches, and here in Peah Yerushalmi Daf Lamed Hei, where the Gemara is describing the, based on the Mishnah in Peah, that talks about if an Ani throws his stuff to try to get the other Peah, that's he didn't get yet. Either he throws his Peah on it, or he throws himself on it, or he throws his Beged on it. So the Mishnah describes that he loses everything, because that's not appropriate. Not appropriate. And so the Gemara discusses, what about Kinyan Dalet Amos? We have a concept of Kinyan Dalet Amos. What do you even need to do this for? Right? We have the din of Reish Lakish, that there's a Kinyan Dalet Amos. And we said it was based on a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim with David HaMelech, that it must have been, you read that pasuk, you know nothing about Kinyan Dalet Amos. It just says that David says, in my poverty, I gave all of this amazing amounts of money to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara has a Mesorah of Torah Shebaal Peah. How did David call himself poor and yet have all of his gold and silver? So we had a couple of other pshatim that maybe it just means affliction and maybe it means just his attitude. But Chazal also have a tradition that it means that he was Kona, but not really Kona. He was Kona every little bit, and every little bit that he got within his Dalet Amos, he gave to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why it was Rishon Rishon. So that's why he could call himself poor and yet give it away. But ask the Gemara, but one second, but once it's his, even if he gave it away little by little, isn't that his? And the Gemara says, no, he didn't say the Dalet Amos should be Zoche on my behalf. That's how the Gemara explains the Mishnah in Be'metziah, and that's how the Gemara explains our Mishnah here, that he didn't say it, and that's why Kinyan Dalet Amos didn't work. There's a verbal requirement. We mentioned that verbal requirement is not mentioned in the Bavli. It's not mentioned in the Bavli. Right? There are different answers given in the Bavli to answer the Mishnayos, but that is what but Yerushalmi says. So now we continue with another. Vatani, the top of Lamed Vav and Aleph, Vatani Reb Chiya. But didn't Reb Chiya say in a Braisa? Didn't Reb Chiya quote a Braisa that says also, Shnayim Shahayu Miskachin ala Omer. There are two Aniyim that are fighting over the Omer, not the carbon Omer, the Omer, the Shichacha, a bundle in the field. They're fighting over it. Marafolda says, Marivin Vidochafin. They're fighting, they're pushing. Uba Ani Acher V'chatvim Milafanem. And then a third Ani comes in and says, move away, both of you. And he goes and grabs it. Zachabo. He's okay to it if nobody else has made a Kinyan. But one second, Kinyan Dalet Amos. How is that allowed? And if you look in the Pnei Moshe, v'ha-hacha de-lo nefila v'lo gilui das. Here, you want to say like those other answers that we had in the Bavli. Oh, by falling on it, he showed that he didn't want to use Kinyan Dalet Amos. But here you don't have falling on it. They're just trying to figure out whose it is. And then a third party comes in. So why is the other party, the third party, Zoche? So Amalei, Odi, here too. Bishalo Amar Yizku Li Arba Amos. Here too. He wasn't Zoche. He didn't say my Dalet Amos should be Zoche, and that's why it didn't work. Fine. Amar Reb Yossi. So the next five lines, there is a girsology issue in all of the different mefarshim. So we were going to go with one of the pshatim, but it happens to be it's a machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish, and depending what your girsa is, depends whether you have a stira with other Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish throughout Shas. So sometimes the girsa will work out, sometimes it'll be a stira, and you'll have to give lumdish explanations, but we will go with what we have, with what one of the girsa. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosa says the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Zubagitin. This whole idea of Kinyan Dalet Amos is for Gittin. It's for Gittin. Masha'enkin me'matana. Special din by get, not by matana. If you want to give a gift, there's no such thing. The Rabbanan created Kinyan Dalet Amos for get, not for matana. If you look in the Mara Fulda, Milsa de Rabbi Yochanan Itra Amas Nisan. Rabbi Yochanan made this commenting on the Mishnah in Gittin, which talks about that if you throw a get to your wife, and it's closer to her. And what does closer to her mean? It means within Dalet Amos. So then, that's when it works. V'chein b'kiddushin, v'chein b'balchov. On that, Rabbi Yochanan says, l'gintinu d'amrinan karav la'magureshes. Why? V'hainu, second skinny line in the Mara Folda. Shahaget b'toch arba amos shala, kanala arba amos shala. Right, the four amos are nikneh to her. V'lo b'matana. In basa matana b'toch arba amos shalo lo zachal arba amos v'yochlan oin lach serbo. So Rabbi Yochanan has a big finish. This whole idea of dalet amos is only by get. This is actually a big machlokas rishonim in Baba Metzia. In Baba Metzia Dav Yud, we mentioned that's where the Gemara says that the Rabbanan created kinyan dalet amos midrabanan to prevent fighting amongst people, right? Within Dalet Amos, I see something on the floor, we're going to fight over it. The Rabbanan said, Delo Leisil in Suye, we are going to create Kinyan Dalet Amos. That's not by get. That's not by get. But who's talking over there in Bamitzia Daf Yud? Amar Reish Lakish. Amar Reish Lakish. B'shem Abako in Bar Dela. Arba Amos Shaladim Konas Lo B'chal Makom. My time at Tekinu Rabbanan, Delo Leisil in Suye. So it doesn't come to fighting. So on that Gemara, all the Rishonim discuss, is this only here? Is it by get? Is it not by get? So the Tosfos there says, I'll read you Tosfos. Tosfos says, there's a Gemara in Ksubis that seems to say that Dalet Amos doesn't work, without getting into that Gemara right now. Tosfos answers, to be Geneva lo takini rabbana takani. By Geneva, so the Kinyan Amos don't work. El b'mitzia, dole iselin suye. Dafka by mitzia, ubeget mishumiguna. Tosfos Hashita is, like Rabbi Yochanan here, we're going to limit Dalet Amos to specific cases. By Mitzia, so that there's no fighting. By Get Mishumiguna. But we're not going to apply it, let's say I want to sell you something. It's not going to apply by regular Mekach Umemkar. Right, that is Shitas Tosfos there in B'Mitzia on Dav Yud. Is going to be limited. But if you look in other Rishonim, have other views. If you look in the Ramban there, the Ramban is going to argue, and it's spread out the Shita, but let's just wait to do this Girsa, because the Ramban quotes this Yerushalmi that we're about to see. So let's just continue for a moment. So says Rabbi Yochanan, it only applies by get, not by matana. Ruba de Rabbi Yochanan, Ruba de Reshub ben Lakish. So we have a Ruv here means like a Ribuy, a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush according to Rabbi Yochanan and a Chiddush according to Reish Lakish. Which is Reish Lakish? We didn't emphasize. Yesterday, Reish Lakish was the one that said that Kinyan Dalet Amos. Sounds like it applies outside, didn't limit it to get. That was the top of Lamed Hamba Beis. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shim Avakoin Bardullah. Right? Adam Zochel Chaveiro, and we added on the Girsa there, Dalet Amos. So Reish Lakish says Dalet Amos always applies. Rabbi Yochanan says it only applies to get. So, Ruba, so here we go. Ruba de Reish Lakish, we're switching the Girsa, Ruba de Reish Lakish, the Chiddush of Reish Lakish, who says that it applies everywhere. Ma im Mitzia, if by Mitzia, she'eino zocha ba midas acher, by Mitzia, it's not, you're not getting it from anybody. You're picking it up from the floor. You're picking it up from, let's say, Hefker. Dasach, it's not what we call dasach eres makneh, where somebody is giving it to you. As we will see, that seems to be easier. It's easier to get something from someone else instead of picking it up from the floor, because there somebody is willing it into your possession. If there's a makneh to you, that's easier, the Gemara assumes. So Rabbi Shlakish says, if by mitzia, where there's nobody willing it into your rishus, there's no dasach eres makneh, and yet, hariyu zocha bevatoch arba amos, Chazal said this, kinyan dalet amos, by mitzia, matana, shehu zocha ba midasach eres, but by matana, where it's dasach eres, somebody is giving it to you, lo kol shekein, surely it should work. So Reish Lakish holds that Kinyan Dalet Amos works, again, Pashtus D'Rabbanan, and maybe it's Divrei Kabbalah based on the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, but it works by Mitzia, and Kol Shekein it works by Matana, or Mekach U'Memkar, where somebody else is giving it to you. That is Shitas Reish Lakish. Ruba D'Rabbi Yochanan, and now we switch the Shita, and we're going to switch the next two lines also. We're going to flip the next two lines, as you'll see how I read it. Ruba de Rabbi Yochanan. What's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? Ma im matana, if matana, harayu zoche midas acher, matana, which is das acher is makne, and yet, eino zoche babatok dalet amos, but I hold that there's no kinyan dalet amos by by matana, so by a case of das acheres machne, which is strong and it should be easy to be mined, and yet kinyan dal amas doesn't work. Mitzia lo kol shekein. Take out a few words. By mitzia, surely it shouldn't work. If matana, which somebody is giving it to me, doesn't work for dalet amos, and there it's even das acheres machne, so surely mitzia, which is not a case of das acheres machne, surely should not work. Period. So those are the way that we read it. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So again, Reish Lakish has a broader view of Kinyan Dalet Amos. Rabbi Yochanan has a more limited view, according to one of the Girsos that we just read. But as you see here, the Girsa that's in front of us is flipped, and therefore the Rishonim try to figure out is there consistency or not within these shitas. As I said before, if you look at the Rishonim in Bamatzia Daf Yud, Tosfos has a limited view of where Kinyan Dalet Amos applies. The Gemara there says it applies by Mitzia, because that's Delo Lacy Litin Suye, so they don't come to fight. And it applies to Get. That's a Mishnah in Gittin, right? That's the Mishnah that the Maharal Folder just quoted here. Does it apply to Mekach u'Memkar? That's the Machlokas Rishonim. Does it apply to selling? So Tosfos there, Babasiyah Daf Yud, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. Rabbanan weren't misakin it there. And if you look in the Ramban there says, Nire Daf Yud. Shadas are Rishonim, Shein Dinenu El B'Mitzia V'Hefkar, V'lo B'Mechar V'Matana, Shein Kini Dalet Amos, El Takana, Mishu Mitzuye, V'Loshon HaGemara Mashma. And that sounds like the Gemara is there, I didn't read it before, the Gemara is Loshon HaMitzia, Dalet Amos Konus Lo Adam B'Chol Makom. Sounds like it's general. So he says, Mashma the Konus B'Chol Dover, D'Shavinu Rabbanan Kechatzero. Ooh, key line. D'Shavinu Rabbanan Kechatzero. Meaning, I think I mentioned this 2 days ago, or maybe yesterday, Kinyan Dalet Amos Lamdis. Did the Rabbanan create that your area around you is like a Kinyan Chatzer? And it might be subject to like rules of Kinyan Chatzer? Or it has nothing to do with Kinyan Chatzer? This item, it's in your proximity, the rabbi said it's yours. But it's not that it follows the model of Kinyan Chatzer. That is a discussion in the Achronim, but it's really in the Rishonim. What does the Rabban say here? If you say it's kone b'chol davar, dishavinu rabbanan kechatzero. The rabbanan made it like your chatzer. Umatzasi b'meseches gittin b'yushalmi. And it's also this Yushalmi. And he quotes this lashon. Ma'am mitziyah sheinu zocha b'medaz acher, hari zocha b'doch dalet amos, batana shu zocha daz acher, lo kol shekein. That was Reish Lakish. And then Rabbi Yochanan, he has the girsa that I just changed it to. Right, he has that girsa. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, if it doesn't work by daz acher es machne, it surely doesn't work by non-daz acher es machne. But that is the discussion in the Rishonim there. There is an interesting line in the Me'iri. The Me'iri there in Gittin, I'm sorry, in Bamitzia Daf Yud, the Me'iri deals with this question the Rishonim have, and that is, if it's Dafka Mishum Takana Durabanan, so why does Get work? Why does Get work? This is the Ramban and the Ran also asked this in a Gittin Dafayin Ches. How could this Kinyan Durabanan of Dalet Amos work for Get? Or forget which is Daraisa. So you might have to say that, oh, called the Makadish, Adad the Rabbanah Makadish, come on to the special power the rabbis have by marriage. But says the Me'iri, I'll read you the Me'iri there, he says, Vani Omer, de beget eino ela min hatorah. By get, Dalet Amos is Daraisa. Even though Kinyan Dalet Amos is, as the Gemara says there, but see, the view is Darabanan, by get it's Daraisa. Where did he get that from? Achar she'ein kan ma'arer. After all, nobody's complaining. Nobody's fighting. Harehu ki yada. Aval b'davar she'ish bo ma'arer ma'chirim hutzruchu l'techana d'rabanan. What is the Miri talking about? The Miri sounds like that Kinyan Dalet Amos is a daraisa. How could it be daraisa? So maybe one could suggest the following, related to a ksos that we mentioned a couple of days ago, but putting two sources together. There is a balamar. There's a balamar in Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos says, we know that the Mishnah Shabbos Ayin Gimel has the 39 malachas. The last malacha on the list is Hotza'ah. Hotza'ah me Rishus l'Rishus. Going out from Rishus Rabban to Rishus Yachid and backwards. Where's my Gemara? The Rishonim asks, the Balamar asks, there's another malacha called Ma'avir Dalet Amos b'Rishus Harabim. Carrying within Rishus HaRabim, the Gemara says in Shabbos Adivav, that's a tolda, and that's also a malacha. So ask the Rishonim, why isn't that in the Mishnah? Why isn't that in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel, all the lists of Lamed Tes Malachas? So the simple answer is that it's a tolda, and the Mishnah only lists Avos, not toldos. Says the Balamar, Ma'avir Dalet Amos is in the Mishnah. Wait, it's in the Mishnah. It's not there. Look at the words. No, hotza'a. What is hotza'a? Hotza'a is going mirushus l'rushus. So is ma'avir dal aramas rishus arabim. Because dal aramas around a person is their rishus. And if you go outside of the dal aramas of your rishus, so then you are being motzi me rishus l'rushus. He's explaining a din daraisa. Ma'avir dal aramas. That is a form of hotza'a me rishus l'rushus. So what do you see from that balamar? The concept of the proximity of dal aramas of a person is a din daraisa. It's just that kinyan dal aramas, that's a derabanan. The fact that something is connected to you within your proximity of Dalai Lama's, that's a dinda araisa. But it's not, things aren't automatically yours within the Dalai Lama's. The Rabbanan had to come up with kinyan Dalai Lama's. But once the Dalai Lama's could be yours. So the Meiri is telling us that on a daraisa level, by Dini Mamanis, you have to come up with kinyan Dalai Lama's, or else they'll be fighting. But on a, by get, this get is not shaykh to anybody else in the world except this woman. So once it's within her Dalai Lama's, it's in her proximity. So what do you mean? There's no kinyan. Ah, remember the ksos we mentioned a couple of days ago. The ksos said, by get, you don't even need a kinyan. You just need a maisa nesina. Right? V'nasan biyad. Remember the ksos said, that's why Yisurei Hana would work. That's why Ban Ke'echad works. So maybe that's what the Meiri is referring to. Really, the kaza of Daramas is Daraisa. But usually there's problems because of monetary fighting. But if you have something that's not shayach to anybody else, like a get, and you don't even need a kinyan Daraisa, you just need the nesina. Once the man puts it into her proximity of Dalai Lamos, so then that would be good enough to be kona. Maybe that's the idea of the Meiri. Fine. There is a lot to discuss in terms of Das Acheres Makne. There are many sources that discuss that. Interestingly, I might have thought the other way, but it's easier to get something if somebody is giving it to me or selling it to me. I would have thought maybe Hefker. You pick out something from Hefker, that's the easiest to become yours. But there are many sources that say not. Right? Tosfos holds in a few places in Shas, Daf Sadi Aleph Imsachim, that a katan, if a katan picks something up from the floor, that's Hefker, he does not own it midaraisa. Right? And if it's midaraisa, you're allowed to take it from him. Midrabanan, Darki Shalom, don't take it from a katan. But midaraisa, he can't own it. But if a katan is dasachar is machni, if I give something to a katan, if I sell it, if I give it, if I yarshin it, then it's his daraisa. Because Das Acheres Makne works by a katan. That's why the Gemara says in Sukkah, on the first day of Sukkis, Dalin Minim, you should use it first and then give it to your child. Because if you give it to your child, then he can't give it back to you. And it has to be Lachem. So that's why Das Acheres Makne only works in that one direction. And there are many rises, maybe just to mention one source, and then we'll continue. And it's this fascinating question of the Noda Bihuda. Noda Bihuda, if you want to look it up, Tinyana, Eben Ezer, Simin Nun Dalid. Ebenezer Tinyana Simin Nun Dalid. He says, we know, midaraisa, we know there are ways for a ketana to get married. Kiddushe ketana. A father, and then even midarabanan and her mother and brothers, it's a kiddushe ketana. We know that. But a katan can't get married. A katan can't get married. A child. There's a Rashi and Tosafot talk about Yibum in Mesachas Kiddushin, but Bashas a katan can't get married. So, asks the Noda Bihuda, why not? Das Acheres Makne. What happens by a marriage? The man is kone, and the woman is makne herself to the chasan, whatever that means. So why don't you say das acheres makne? That the woman is makne herself to the katan, and by a katan, das acheres makne works according to Tosfos, right? You could sell something, so why can't a katan get married to a gdola? And the gdola would be das acheres makne to the katan. So you have to say that Eino dome regular das acheres makne and marriage das acheres makne. You have to be mechalik, but that's the Noda Bihuda. Here he discusses that in Dibur Maskol Vehine Katan Shu Kone Ha'isha Veino Makne Atzmo Lo Lama Lo Yuchal Kadosh Ben Torah Kivish Das Acheres Makne Lo. So you have to give an answer. Okay, there's a lot of lumdis beautiful answers, but we will continue. So says the Gemara. Heisiv Reb Zeira. Kumi Reb Yosi. So Reb Zeira asked in front of Reb Yosi. One second. Reb Yosi quoted Reb Yochanan, who said it only applies to get. Vatanina v'chein ledina kiddushin. But the Mishnah says it applies to kiddushin too. Amarle, he gets any kiddushin. That's okay. Get and kiddushin are always kaver to each other, right? To use the language of the Bavli, v'yatza v'haisa, makish havaya liyatsiya. Vatanina v'chein ledina chov. So what about a chov? It says by chov. You could pay back a loan with kinyan dal aramos. Amar Leh says Rabbi Yasa, that also is not a problem. Why? Shekinim Amar Leh Zarkei Liyam. V'yei Machulucha Machulo. Right, if the Malve says to the Loveh, you know what? Throw the money that you owe me into the sea and you'll be putter. That'll work. So really, it's a t'nai. He can make any kind of condition that he wants and then he's Mochel. As long as he says, and then you will be putter, it should work. So you're right. Throw it into my Dalai Lamas. He wasn't kona it. He wasn't kona it within Dalai Lamas, but he fulfilled the condition to throw it to me, and therefore it works. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky here. Chaim Kanievsky says, "Hasam." Really, Rabbi Yochanan knows it's only by Gittin and expanded to Kiddushin. What about Chov? It's not because of Dalai Lamas. Ela de Hasam, Shomer lo Hamalve Zrokli. The Malve just threw it to me. Ukemosha Omer Zrokli Vitipater. Hilkach, Mishazorak lo Filo Zachabe Niftar. Because that was the Tanai that was made. But Rabbi Yochanan holds up that it's only by Gittin and Kiddushin. Reish Lakish says, even outside. Says the Gemara, Me'ata, if you're telling me that by that case of Chov, it's about, it's a separate Tanai that was made, and therefore nothing to do with Kinyanim, then why does the Gemara there say that it has to be within Dalai Lamas? Afilu Korv Lolove, Zacha Alove. Right? Vatanina Korv Lolove Halove Chayiv. But one second. So what? Right, we're saying, it works with the Tanai. But why does the Mishnah there say then that if it's not within Dalai Lamas, but it's closer to the Love, still the Love is still Chayiv? But what do you mean? He fulfilled the Tanai. He fulfilled the condition. So the answer is no. Shekeinim Amar lo zarkeo shetikonis l'rshusi. Vatayin lo nechnas l'rshuso. No, that's not rshuso. The condition was, throw it into my rshus. Once it's within Dalai Lamas, you fulfill the condition, even though it's not kinyan, but it's enough to fulfill the condition. Right? And that was the das. That was the das of the person. Fine. Amar Rebbe Yavo, kol ilein t'tovta, t'havi Reb Zeira, mosiv kumi Reb Yosa. Rebbe Yavo says that we just had three questions that Reb Zeira asked Reb Yosa. Reb Yosa was the one that quoted Reb Yochanan's Shita. So Reb Zeira asked Reb Yosa and he gave all these answers. Says Rebbe Yavo, no. Reb Shimon ben Lakish, mosiv kumi Reb Yochanan. It was one generation up. Reish Lakish actually asked all these questions to his brother-in-law, his Rebbe Reb Yochanan. The question is, what are the next two words? How do you read the next two words? So let's read it as, Mekabal mine, makbil mine, against him. He asked all these questions against him, and pata le bilin pitraya, and he gave the same exact answers. Meaning, instead of the Reb Zeira asking Reb Yosa, really Reb Shlakish asked Reb Yochanan all these questions, and Reb Yochanan gave all the same answers. Once we talk about questions that Reb Yochanan was asked by Reb Shlakish, we can't not mention Babitzia Pedalet. Right, that's where, if you remember, the tragic ending, an amazing story, but the tragic ending of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Remember the story, the beginning, they became brothers-in-law, Reish Lakish, was not connected to Torah, maybe he used to be, that's a machlokas we've shown him, whether he originally was, then he went off, or he never was, right, that, the language of the Gemara is, if you're chozer bo, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you come back, it sounds like he originally was. That's what Tosfos is medayik there. But we see a pedalad. Mikan Amar Rabbeinu Tam, the Reish Lakish mitchila yada harbe elasha parek ol Torah v'nasa am haaretz va'asak balistios. And he went off and then he came back. Okay, machlokas whether he ever was or not. But Rabbi Yochanan there, if you remember, sees Reish Lakish in the river and he says, "You are strong. Wow, you should." I'm sorry. They both see each other. Let me just read the lashon. Chazya Reish Lakish kasachi Rabbi Yochanan biyard Rabbi Yochanan. Who the Gemara says was very handsome, right? Was in the river. Chazir Reish Lakish, Reshav Eliyahu Abasri. Reish Lakish sees him. He jumps into the river. So they're both in the river, up to their necks. Amar lechelak la raisa, and he said, Rabbi Yochanan sees Reish Lakish. He says, "Wow, your strength should go to Torah." Amar lechufrech lenashi. He says, "Your handsomeness should go to the women." Amar le, he says, "If you think I'm handsome, I have a sister who's beautiful, and if you come back to Torah, I'll convince her to marry you." And the kachave, that's what happened. Reish Lakish came back, and Rabbi Yochanan convinced his sister to marry him, and they became brothers-in-law. And they became Rebbe and Talmud. And we know the tragic story that they were once discussing a Mishnah in Mishnayis Kalim, which discusses different types of weapons when they're makabel tuma. Swords, and when are they finished processing? And Rabbi Yochanan made a comment, which for sure he did not mean as negative. Reish Lakish gave a pshat, Rabbi Yochanan's like, oh yeah, you have experience. Like, and he didn't mean it to be like an insult, but Reish Lakish took it like that, and Reish Lakish said, I guess, what have I accomplished in my life? Right? I'm known for my weaponry. Right? And he became sick and ill, and Rabbi Yochanan became sick because he made Reish Lakish sick, and eventually Reish Lakish, Chol Shaydei Rabbi Yochanan, he became depressed, and the sister, the wife came crying, Davin, Rabbi Yochanan is davening, and so to speak, it didn't work. Right? Because Reish Lakish died. Reish Lakish died, and Rabbi Yochanan was very, very upset, and he said, "What am I going to do? Who am I going to learn with now?" So they got him the sharpest man, the sharpest amora in the yeshiva, Reb Lezer ben Pedas. And every time Rabbi Yochanan said something in the yeshiva, Reb Lezer ben Pedas said, "I have a raya. I have a raya." And here's the line. Omar, I have a raya. You think I want to hear a raya? At kebar lakisha. He says, are you like Reish Lakish? Bar Lakisha ki avamina milsa. Whenever I said something, I'd be machili esrav abba kashesa. He asked me 24 questions on everything I said. Umafarikna leba esrav abba piruke. And I had to come up with 24 answers. Umameila rav chashmaitza. And through that, the sugi became clear. Viatamir time sa elacha. And you say I have a raya. Otolo yadana de shavar kamina. If I say something, I know I'm right. Right? He asked me a kasha. Okay, then I'll have to defend it. But I know that I'm right. Havi ka'azlav a karamani. He went around and tore his clothing. The kabachi, and he cried, the amar. I get shivers every time I read this. Heichad bar lakisha, heichad bar lakisha, where are you, Reish Lakish? Where are you, my chavrusa? The katsavach had the shavtaiti, he lost his mind. He lost his mind. The kabayar, the rabbanan davened, and he was nifter. So, this is an amazing story. It doesn't have not every story in the Gemara is happily ever after. But that's the Gemara. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has the amazing comment on this Gemara, where he talks about, Reb Yochanan lost 10 sons. Right, the Gemara says. Right, the Gemara says he lost 10 sons. He used to carry around the bone or some memory of his 10th son to go be Menachem people. And that he was able to deal with. But when he lost his chavrusa, he wasn't able to deal with it. And he loved his family. It was just that he couldn't deal without Reish Lakish. Anyway, but what do you see from here? So, you see the Gemara. Reish Lakish, he has the kashas to Rabbi Yochanan. Right, exactly. Right, that gives it more emphasis. That's what the Gemara says here in Meseches Peah. Okay. Back to Peah. It says Peah. Ein kotzer nosa b'magalo. So you're not allowed to cut Peah down with dangerous kalim, with scythes and sickles, because the other amat, or we said just said before. Remember we started off today's daf. The aniyim are fighting over things, so they're going to be close by, and you're going to get hurt. Ein okra nosa b'kardumos, and you can't rip it out with axes. Kedesh lo yaku ish esreyehu, so that people don't hurt each other in the process. Shalosh ubios bayom. That's a hard word. The Gemara is going to say it means time periods. There are three time periods during the day that the balabayis is there at his field. Something that we never learned yet. Right? The aniyim can't go get peah whenever they want. They can't just walk in and get peah. They're only allowed to get peah when the balabayis is there. So how often does the balabayis have to be there? So shalosh ubios bayom. B'shachar, b'chatzos, u'b'mincha. Morning, afternoon, and mincha here would mean like a mincha ketana later in the evening. Rabbi Gamliel omer, lo omer ela kadesh lo yifchasu. Rabbi Gamliel says, it's just at least these three. Lo yifchasu, you can't have less than the three. Rabbi Akiva omer, no, the opposite. Lo omer ela kadesh lo yosifu. You can't have more than three. Because what's going to happen, it's good, as we're going to see in the Gemara, it's going to be bad for the aniyim. The aniyim are not going to know there's more, they're going to come back later, and there'll be another time that they wouldn't have known about. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Gamliel argue whether that's the minimum or that's the maximum. Shall base namer. What is base namer? So that is a machlokas achronim right here on the page. If you look at the Pnei Moshe, says, well, it's based on a pasuk in the end of Sefer Bamidbar. There's base nimra. Guess what? That's an Eber Hayardain. The east side of the Jordan. So this Gemara is telling us that the east side of the Jordan has Peah too. Right, Eber Hayarden is somewhere in the middle. It has some kedushas aretz and not full kedushas aretz. That's the Pnei Moshe. If you look in the Rosh Sirlio, he does not think that's true. He quotes from the Rosh Shem Makom the Enokain Tahum Eretz Yichon VaOgu. He says that's on the east side and that didn't have kedushas aretz. So that can't be where the what we're talking about here. VaOd, and it should have said Bnei Beis Namer or Anshe Beis Namer. So the Rosh Sirlio says no, it's just the name of a family. Base Namer is just the name of a family, not the name of a place. So, Machlokes Achronim here. So, Base Namer, Hayumalakitin Alacheve, what they used to do, they used to do the harvest with a rope. Rostin Peyami called Uman Ve'uman. What does that mean? You have a big field. So, they have rows in the field. So, what they did was, they would take a rope, put it on one side of one row, and then harvest the entire row, and leave the edge of that row for Peah. Then move the rope over and do the next row. And do the whole row except the end, as we'll see Bezram on tomorrow's daf. So they left Peah from each and every row. Each and every row, one by one, they did it. Why is that good? We'll have to see if it's good. The Gemara's gonna say opposite opinions on tomorrow's daf. But that's what they used to do. These base namer. Fine. Mao abios. What does this mean that there are three times? Amar abun, come on to Tamar, it's based on the pasuk. Ech nichbasu esav, nivu. Matzpunav, his hidden, his hidden things were revealed. So these are time periods that the Baal HaBayis reveals himself to the Ani. B'shachar, b'chatzos, u'b'mincha. B'shachar, b'nei amenikos. In the morning, why? Because the women who are nursing are going to come. The poor women who are nursing want to come. Why do the women who are nursing come early in the morning? The Marafolda says, because they finally got their kids to sleep early in the morning. Right? When do the babies finally fall asleep? At 5 a.m. So that's when the women could go out and get some pay. Pnei Moshe, he says no, because they have to have energy in the morning. They have to have energy in order to be able to nurse that day. So either way, the nursing women go in the morning. Uba chatzos, b'breatinokos. Chatzos, because of the kids. The Mefarshim here say, the kids aren't waking up early. Right? So things haven't changed. So it says the Tinok Yashin Baboker. So, you know, later on, that is where the Tinokos go. Ubemincha b'mnei ha-Nemoshos. So the Mincha, because of the Nemoshos, though those are the elderly, the Zakenim, that walk slowly with canes. And they get later in the day. So that's the, those are the three time periods. Rebbe Gamliel Omer La'omer La'kadesha Lo Yifchasu Ve'imratza Lo Simosif. As we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says, this is minimum, you can have more. Rabbi Kiva Omer Lo Amar Lo Kadesh Lo Yosifu. No, you can't have more. Ha'im Ratza Livchos, change the Girsa, Poches. Right? If you want to have less, you can have less. That's the Girsa of the Gra and the Girsa of others. If you look in the Rambam, and in the Mishnah Torah and Pirshat Mishnayos, the Rambam doesn't quote like either. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva, passing like the Tanakama, three. Three or three. No less, no more. Three times, right? That's the Rambam in Matnas Aniyim. That's what the Radvaz points out in Beis Yud Zayin. In Beis Yud Zayin, the Rambam says, and well, this will finish. The Rambam says here, Beis Yud Zayin, Va'ani b'shalosh itos b'yom achak nesapel aniyim b'sade o manichin osol avuz osa b'shachar b'chasas yom mincha v'ani shabab below zman zeh in manichin osolito. If an ani comes at a different time, you don't have to let him in. You don't have to let him in. Kedeshi eis kavua laniyim, she is kabsu bo kulan litol. So all the aniyim could know at these times, that's when you come. So he doesn't leave room for more or less. Right? He just says three times. So that's what the Mefarshim say. It must be that he holds that the halacha is not like either, but it's like the Tanakama that just says shalosh uvios bayom. Okay, we will stop here. Again, I'm going to be traveling the next couple of days, so Beit Hashem will be getting it up at different times, but Beit Hashem will get it up at least the day of each daf. Okay? Have a good day.